Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, one of the brilliant ways to solve the problem, and that's why we ask you, me, all of us, we, the people, to get involved and make a difference today. All that we need is for evil to prosper, is for good men and women to do nothing. We aim to change that via the new media taking center stage. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. Yesterday I had a business meeting, couldn't do the show. Monday we had a rock and roll broadcast. It's available in archive format on libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Check that out today. Now, I want to start out with a very interesting twist. Everybody's talking about bad news everywhere. I mean, Donald's in this scandal, and Donald's in this lawsuit, and everybody hates everybody, and man, it's just, I mean, you could almost write a country song about it, you know? And then if you played the country song backwards, everything would turn out all right, wouldn't it? I mean, it's just crazy. But there's an interesting article that I take my text for commentary, take some of my focus points from today for a reason. The article is on LDS.org in the newsroom, and it's a commentary. Commentary, date Salt Lake City, or I'm sorry, location Salt Lake City, date 22nd of March, 2017. So it's a week ago, but I just saw it, and it's worthy of our discussion and focus for a variety of reasons. Headline, Choosing Good News. The article says, is the world getting worse? Some think our best days have passed, but others think they're just around the corner. But how do we know? By what criteria can we judge such a question? With limitless information at our fingertips, we can find stories and data supporting either position. By one measurement or another, the world is always getting worse. And always getting better, sometimes both at the same time. If we seek good news, then we will find good news. If we seek bad news, then we'll find bad. The commentary continues and says, perhaps the better question is, what kind of world do we choose to make? I'm going to repeat that question because it's so important. What kind of a world do we choose to make? It may not be possible to understand the world in its entirety. We all have our blind spots. But any attempt must balance bad news with good news. Because you see, the daily drumbeat of tragedy, catastrophe, war, folly, corruption, and suffering can spur us to action. But it can also hide or ignore or overlook the progress, cooperation, kindness, intelligence, trust, and love that still flourish on our planet. A focus on the good helps us better judge the bad. We cannot see the goodness of neighbors and citizens through the dark lens of negativity. Hope is realistic about the bad, but it chooses to deposit its money in the bank of the good. Now, what an incredible phrase. Let me repeat this phrase. Hope is realistic about the bad, but it chooses to deposit its money in the bank of the good. Now, listen, this article is commentary written on the LDS, or the Latter-day Saint, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, website is commentary. So you got the Mormons going on with some incredible commentary about choosing the good news. Using a quote, hope is realistic about the bad, but it chooses to deposit its money in the bank of the good. Now, that's a quote, not from a Mormon, but from Pope Francis, who touched on this in his January 2017 address to communicators around the world, where he encouraged journalists to lift their sights higher than the smog of constant bad news. So now you got the Pope bringing up an incredible good news point, telling journalists around the world to not look down and look at the bad, but lift their sights to good news. And then you got a Mormon commentary articulating the same thing and quoting the Catholic leader, the world-renowned Catholic leader. This is a nonpartisan but religious viewpoint of, what, a collaboration of multi-faiths coming together? We have to break the vicious circle of anxiety and stem the spiral of fear resulting from a constant focus on bad news. He said, I ask everyone to offer the people of our time storylines that are at heart good news. Some might consider this naive, but it's really an effort to paint a fuller picture, to find deeper truths. In this vein, modern technology's rapid evolution is a mixed blessing. An increasing connected world democratizes knowledge and encourages broader awareness and deeper understanding. But technological tools are also used to confuse, to depress, to destroy. They talk about a cover story and how socialized media is being weaponized across the world. And boy, is that true. They say while some use technology as a negative weapon, many others use it as a tool to speak of good things, hopeful things, redeeming things. For example, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon Apostle David A. Bednar invited members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Latter-day Saints all across the world, to sweep the earth with authentic and uplifting messages. And members have been given a lot of opportunities to spread good news. Anyway, it talks about good news, people who are triumphing or who are involved in triumph, who are promoting good news. They talk about addiction recovery. In other words, not just the addiction, but that there are solutions, that there's a way out, that there's light at the end of the tunnel. They talked about in 2016, many Mormons responded to a church-wide call to reach out to refugees in their communities. And then later that year, many responded across the world to a Christmas theme invitation to light the world through simple acts of service, both during Christmas and throughout the year. Individuals of other faiths joined in and let their lights so shine. For example, a July 2016 profile in The New Yorker focuses on a Christian woman and her quest to answer God's call to be a hospice nurse. Heather Mayer, or Mayerand is her last name. She says that she chose that vocation because she wanted to help the whole person. She believes that God created bodies for a reason and that they mattered a lot, and so she wanted to care for those around her. Another example comes from a February 27th Los Angeles Times profile of Muhammad, I think it's Bezik is how you say the last name, a Muslim foster parent. in Los Angeles County who takes in terminally ill children and currently cares for them. There's a girl that's 6 years old that's blind, deaf, and has daily seizures, but although it's a challenge, Bezique, this Muslim, says that I always talk to her. I'm always holding her, playing with her. She has feelings. She has a soul. She is a human being. And the goal is to love her and care for others as if they were his own children. I know they're sick. I know they're going to die, but I do my best as a human being to love them, care for them, and leave the rest to God.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And this half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live brought to you in part by raw honey delivered directly to your door. Incredible taste in raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211, and Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We're talking about this
incredible...
Hey, by the
way, Sam, I was just going to tell you real quick. The other day we shipped off a couple of... What's that?
You don't have to go real quick. You can just go.
Well, anyway, about the raw honey, we shipped off a couple of 5-pound tubs in a, you know, one of those flat rate boxes. You know, we shipped them off to Washington.
State or D.C.?
Two state. All right. And two of them, you know, for basically like $13-15 for shipping. So the nice thing is the flat rate box holds two nice 5-pounders, and you know,
there
it costs
go,
the same to ship
honey.
Two of them, or than it does one of them, just because you know you can fit two in there real good.
Amen to that. Anyway, and by the way, you don't have to deliver the message about that real quick, but hopefully the delivery will be real quick because people want
yes,
raw honey. Right?
Good point.
And not only that, you can ship it to D.C., can't you, for the same price, Kurt?
All over the USA.
Yeah, that's my
I
point.
That
you
can
even ship it anywhere
includes
for the same
Hawaii
price.
And Alaska, I think.
Yeah, because it's part of the states. That's one of the blessings of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Kirk Crosby wants to ship some. If you live in Washington, D.C. and you want some honey, he'd love to sweeten up D.C., wouldn't you, Kirk? Just saying.
Amen to that.
All right. Anyway, this incredible commentary, though, about good news. Commentary choosing good news. So it talks about this Muslim who cares for terminally ill youngsters and treats the children as if they were his own. They say such quiet one-on-one ministries happen every day by unseen multitudes who quietly live for God without need of a claim or public display. It should never be done for recognition, but knowing about these stories can breathe fresh air into the mind of the public jaded by unceasing headlines of violence, division, partisanship, bad news, and poverty. These examples, folks, come from people of faith. But as you noticed, we highlight Mormons, Catholics, Muslims, and folks that aren't even religious, Kurt. Even they're included. One not need be religious to reach out and or recognize the remarkable goodness of our age. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof recently wrote that despite negative headlines, 2017 may be the best year ever, thanks to important technological advances to improve health and eradicate extreme poverty. What's infinitely more important, the bad news, Kristof writes, is that every day, some 18,000 children who in the past would have died of simple diseases will survive now because of advancements in food and capabilities and the delivery methods to get them the needs they have for nutrition. 300,000 people will gain electricity. And a cool 250,000 will graduate from extreme poverty. In a world awash with information, the good as well as the bad help us see things as they really are, and most importantly, as they can be. We are not helpless creatures before the forces of negativity. We are actors. We literally shape society by the information we choose to accentuate, focus on. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, hope begats hope. The world doesn't have to get worse. It can, and I submit to you that it will, get better. Pope Francis calls on media to reject bad news. And the article goes on, Kurt, but it's an incredible commentary piece called Choosing Good News. And it's written in LDS.org, but it highlights Muslims, it highlights people that aren't religious, it highlights Mormons, Catholics, Christians, people who are not religious and saying, look, there's so much good in the world. What you've got to do is hunt for it. Because this drumbeat of negativity has got us viewing the world through a very negative, very hostile, very violent, very discouraging lens of, in my opinion, negative manipulation. And the positive is there. And there's a lot of good in the world. And yes, there's problems, no question. It's okay to have a realistic look at those negative realities. But we got to have criteria to judge the question. There's limitless information at our fingertips. But oftentimes the world has a lot of negative and there's a lot of problems, but things are getting better too. If we seek bad news, we'll find bad news. We got to seek good news and hunt for good news. And here's what's interesting. I bet if I started a website called Gnarly News or something like that, I bet you I could get donations and GoFundMe and I could just crowdfund that sucker and get rich. If I did something like sex news, salacious sex news. I'd call it Sam Alpha Male News. Something like that. Sexy Alpha Male News, or, you know, Sam News. Then I'm sure that everybody would just flock to it. But what if I tried to create a news service called Extraordinary News, Kurt? And I said, you know what, I want to just look and hunt for, hire people to just bring out the good news everywhere. Do you think it would succeed? And I got a sad reality tale about that. We had a buddy do that one time, and we participated in and helped with that cause almost 20 years ago. And an organization called Extraordinary News couldn't even raise enough funding to get off the ground. But I think that was then, Kurt. And I think now is now. And I think Americans are realizing that we've just continued to spiral towards this negative viewpoint because the mainstream press and politicians seem to be driving the exercise. But I submit to you that this extraordinary news, this good news idea, just because it didn't do well one time, that doesn't mean we can't try again. We should try again. We will try again. We need to try again and focus on good news. And so, you know what? I'm thinking about putting together a crowd source or a crowdfunding to see if we can't get a good news service out of the gate once again. It'll take work, but you can highlight good stories around the world. I never knew there was a Muslim guy that cares for terminally ill children, loves them, is kind to them, cares for them, and wants to give them dignity of life. He knows full well they're going to die, but he wants to make their time here as peaceful and comfortable and love-filled as possible. Every story that I hear about the Muslims is how evil they are and how they're going to blow everything up. And you know, I think there's a lot of negative Muslim stories and a lot of problems with the radicalization of the Muslim communities, no question about it. But I think there's a lot of good Muslims in America and around the world that are doing their best to reject this negative, in my opinion, hostile takeover of otherwise could be good people. Now, somebody will say, no, Sam, you don't get it. The Quran or the whatever is, you know, there's no way to change it. It says what it says, and people believe it in their hearts. There are some that do, you're right. There's no doubt the radicalization and the abuse of religion is replete with murder and war and disaster for centuries. There's no doubt about that. But whether it's Muslim or Christian or any other organization slash religion slash viewpoint slash peoples, they've always been manipulated in the name of religion or Christianity or whatever the case may be. You got to reject that narrative, and you got to focus on who's who. And one size does not fit all. And there is good news, and there is good people doing good things all over the place. And I think we can highlight it. I think we can focus on it. I think we can draw it out. And just like negative news can spiral downwards. In other words, just like negative news can feed on itself, good news, faith-filled news begats more good news and more faith-filled news. And an example is this pay-it-forward idea. We can teach people to generate and create good news because we are not subject to abuse. We are actors that can create good news, generate good news, focus on good news, promote good news, be part of good news. When we come back, we'll talk about this more and some of the things we're doing. Right here on Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from Liberty News Daily, I'm Dennis Daly. Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel reveled in his city's status as a safe harbor for illegal immigrants in response to President Trump's threat to cut off federal law enforcement fundings for cities harboring criminal aliens. Other democratically controlled sanctuary cities are taking a similar rebellious approach. It's doubtful that the loss of law enforcement grants will deter the political agenda of Democratic supporters in sanctuary cities, since they get other millions in federal funds. But in rural California, where conservatives still are in the majority, sheriffs are working closely with immigration and customs officials to remove illegal aliens who have committed crimes or who are repeat offenders of immigration laws through entering the country again and then, after they were deported, entering it again. At a town hall meeting in the Central California Valley, both supporters and critics of President Trump's deportation policy squared off before a speech by Sheriff Scott Jones, who supports the current crackdown on illegals. The sheriff hosted Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan to address the public forum in the state capitol. He met with jeers and disorderly conduct, which has been typical in the recent conduct of anti-Trump leftist activists. Homan said that ICE was focused on individuals who either committed crimes or who had violated deportation orders. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, in your mailbox weekly, go to worldaffairsbrief.com. With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's a couple of things from this article that I really want to highlight again. Remember, if we know about good news stories, that can breathe fresh air into the minds of a public jaded by unceasing headlines, and then it goes on to the bad news things. Okay, we need to recognize the remarkable goodness of our age. There's a lot of good news. And Kurt, I want to highlight a lot of that today and some of the things that we're doing over here at Liberty News Radio. Number one, we're adding to the Liberty News Radio website. We just added an affiliate section. We just added the podcast section. So now at Liberty News Radio, you can listen to the radio network live. You can also click on the podcast links, and then you can download shows from there on all the shows that we have, almost. There's a couple of shows that have contracts by other networks that won't let them have podcasts, but as many of them as possible are there. You got the radio schedule. You got a way to contact us. You got a way to donate now and participate in the solutions. We've got LibertyNewsRadio.com. Then we've also got LibertyNewsDaily.com with incredible news and commentary. And we're expanding some of our news people, and we're going to be creating a good news division to work on the important technological advances to make sure that we can hunt down and bring good news to the table with the idea that good news begets good news. Right? I mean, for example, did you know, Kurt, that 300,000 people are going to gain electricity? And 250,000 people are graduating from extreme poverty this year alone. Okay, in a world awash with information, the good news, along with the bad news, will help us have a reality check to see things as they really are, but more importantly, as they can be. See, that's where you and I, agents under God, can make a difference. We can acknowledge things as they really are, but we can also look at things as they could be or ought to be. Or need to be, or should be, and we can go to work and make those things happen. Folks, I know that we got a lot of problems in the world. I get it. I'm not naive to it. I understand completely. Trust me, I've been in the news business 25 plus years, and I'm telling you, I get it. But I also get that we are making a difference, and I get that good news is everywhere. Good news can be in the walls of your own home. good news can be in the service you perform for a neighbor. Good news can be in the efforts made by journalists, commentators, talk show hosts, and newsmakers worldwide. And I, for one, am going to take this opportunity. I might even call it a challenge from the commentary on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website. And I'm going to choose more good news. Commentary from LDS.org. I'm going to seek good news because we'll find good news. If we seek bad news, we'll find bad. But I believe we can really work here, folks, to make a difference, and that's the clarion call. All right, any word on that, Kurt, that you want to add to the subject? You're probably mad because I'm so happy, huh?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Sam. I did see this same piece a little while back, and you know, sometimes you get them and you just kind of hold them, and you think, well, when will it be good to bring this up? You know, yeah,
what you
got
to do
piece.
Is you got to find the time when we don't have guests and a time
when we've just got enough time
to really fairly cover the topic. Otherwise, you just mention it, and people don't really get the, in my opinion, the depth and breadth and scope of what we're trying to communicate here. This article's brilliant. That's why I really read most of it. I normally don't even read on the radio, but in this case, it was just so good, so well written, so many valuable points. I just couldn't do anything but, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I was just trying to say that I saw it and, you know, that it's a good thing, you know.
So. And we need to bring this forward. But what we need, though, Kurt, is people to participate in our cause, our quest, our efforts here. We need people to help fund us.
Yes.
Because this stuff takes money. No matter how much you want to seek for good news, if you can't feed your family, it's pretty hard to do it. You got to go do something else, right? And yeah. So we need funding at libertynewsradio.com. And a buddy of mine emailed me and said, Sam, how do I donate? I love what you're doing. How do I? And I call him a friend because anybody that emails me that question is a friend, right, Kurt, that wants to help the cause.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, you go to libertynewsradio.com and just click donate now. And he did. And seconds later, I had some money. And I wrote back and said, thank you so much. We're using every penny to grow our presence in the media, to tell the tale of good news. And isn't it interesting that religious organizations are joining together on this good news idea, Kurt, and the very gospel word or, you know, means good news, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good news.
And so I just find that wonderful. But all I'm telling you is we're growing our talk shows. We're growing this radio network. We're growing our news service. We're growing a lot of what we do. But we need help. We need help over at thefreedomcoalition.com, an incredible website to free innocents in prison. They're working on a basically a stop everything day and to focus on freeing prisoners to do a selfless act for somebody else and say forget about all the politics and all the issues or whatever. It's a national day of timeout, if you will. We've got Liberty News Radio with incredible talk show hosts around the clock, live streams that you can listen to on just about every device you can think of, as well as the schedule so you can see when people are on or when the talk show hosts are on. You've got podcast links to where you can listen to them anytime, anywhere that works with your schedule. You can download the shows in advance because of the podcast capabilities, archives, if you will. And then you can listen to them even in your car if you don't have internet, if you download them to your phone or to a player. You've got ways to contact us, ways to advertise, ways to get involved. I'm just telling you, we're really working on things. We're going to be giving a facelift to the Liberty Roundtable website too, Kurt, and advancing that to focus more on the good news and more on the news that we provide. Well, I got good news, speaking of good news, to mention, Kurt.
Yes.
Fox News brings back legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, who did not cave, ladies and gentlemen, who still stands by his Obama wiretap claim. Now, Napolitano had reported on Fox News that British intelligence officials had helped former President Barack Hussein spy on Donald Trump. Now, the network said there's no proof of that. They got rid of Napolitano. But Judge Napolitano doubled down and said, I've got this on good word from three different sources, and I'm sticking with my story, And they eventually brought him back, and he came back yesterday and reiterated his claim. I've got three sources. This is solid as a rock. It's true.
Cool.
Well, now, Kurt, if you go to WND.com, hopefully you can go there. There's a story up there that, well, adds to Judge Napolitano's claim. Slightly different twist, but more evidence and more witnesses coming out and telling the tale that, yes, indeed, Barack Hussein did spy on Donald Trump. Headline, ex-Obama official spills the beans. Quote, we spied on Trump. WND.com, look that up. We can talk about this as the rest of the broadcast unfolds if you have it handy. But while you're doing that, I don't know if you know, but yesterday was National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
I missed that announcement. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. You could say, well, Sam, that's just kind of Pavlov news. I mean, that's not even like hard-hitting or important. I disagree. And I'll tell you why. One of the greatest economic engines ever created on the planet has been by America, the United States, by our founding fathers, by the free market. And you know what? Mom and pop businesses were the way of America yesteryear. You know, you had mom and dad working side by side, you know, that run a store together. Or dad was a farmer. Mom would work on the farm with dad. That both raise kids together. You know, dad was a shoe. What do they call that? A cobbler? Had, you know, and make boots and shoes and leather. And mom would help kind of sell and run the cash register. And when people came in, they'd make relationships. We just saw a business have to shut down because they sold the building out from under them. Where it was Patty and Greg, and they had a restaurant. And Greg was the grill man. He cooked incredible. And his partner, Patty, would meet with the people and serve and do the cash register and clean up and take care of things. And together they ran an incredible business. And sometimes it was mom and pop, husband and wife. Sometimes it was just partners in business. But Liberty News Radio is a lot like that, folks. It's just a single owner, Sam Bushman. But my wife and my daughters do a lot of the accounting and a lot of the work for things. I do a lot of the radio and the engineering. Kurt Crosby does a lot of the promotion. And his wife helps him with a lot of what he does. They, you know, travel and set up tables and have booths at some of the events. It's a small operation designed to make a difference. But these mom and pop celebration of National Mom and Pop Business Day, Business Owners Day, March 29th, that was yesterday, is something to celebrate. Would you say that's good news? I think it's good news on so many fronts. We'll tell you about it, and then we'll get to this story about Judge Napolitano in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And speaking of good news, this segment of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Do you want a win-win-win situation for patriots? Check it out today, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Businesses win because they get a great new customer base of patriots for free. And then they give discounts to members of Give Me Liberty Fund, and then members love it because they get discounts, and we all promote liberty. It's a win-win-win. Check it out today. Learn more. Get involved in the solutions. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We're talking about good news, folks. And we're talking about Judge Napolitano. He's back, and he stood by his claim. Well, more and more information is coming out. The truth shall set you free is the point. And WorldNet Daily, WND.com, has an article about this. Ex-Obama official spills the beans. Yes, we spied on Donald Trump. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. It says, former Obama official admits we spied on Trump. Here's the problem, at least in my opinion. they're not going to really give this a lot of coverage. Garth Kant is the author, K-A-N-T, by the way. I don't think he can't do it. I think he can in this case. But anyway, he was talking, I guess, or they were talking on MSNBC, he says a former Obama official appears to have inadvertently confirmed the former president's administration spied on the president-elect Donald Trump's transition team for political purposes. I guess this is what he said, or what she said. Evelyn Farkas, F-A-R-K-A-S, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense under Obama, confirmed that not only was the previous administration collecting intelligence on the Trump team, it was attempting to share it as far and wide as possible. She said the reason for that was, quote, we have very good intelligence on Russia, and she very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, end quote. The article goes on to say, however, intelligence chiefs who have seen the classified information in question, including Obama's own former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, as well as former acting CIA, they've got acting ones and then the ones that don't, they're not into acting that much. Anyway, CIA director Michael Morrell have said they have seen no evidence of collusion between the Trump team and the Russian government. That would appear to indicate, they say, the real reason the Obama administration was feverishly collecting and sharing the classified information was not for national security purposes, but for political reasons. Doggone it, Sam. Looks like
here's the problem,
caught in the cookie jar again.
If they literally lied, we need to vet that. This is way worse than Watergate, Kurt. You literally spy. So they're going to say, well, hey, Donald colluded with the Russians when there's no proof of that. And then now we're going to say, well, look, Barack literally used the government apparatus as his spy capability on his political opponent. And we're just going to laugh and go, oh, you guys just want to attack Barry. Trump's narcissistic and crazy. And why don't we stand for the truth, folks? If we're going to talk about good news, the good news is this. The new media is taking center stage. The good news is that they used to be able to just cover this up and lie, and there was no way to get to the bottom of it. No longer the case. Thanks to groups like WND.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, Drudge Report. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. But they're not able to get away with this anymore, Kurt. The good news is we're taking back the narrative. One issue, one thought, one person, one at a time. And, man, we are making a difference. They don't know what to do. But we need accountability here when it comes to Barack doing this, Kurt.
Yeah, good point, Sam. Accountability in government? Well, anyway, it's a hoped-for idea. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
But anyway, that's, in my opinion, You know, it's just one more of the parts of the whole, he who owns the media makes the rules, like you've always taught us. If you have enough media and the media chooses to cover it, your source will, well, you'll know about it. If not, you won't know.
It's there you go.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. That's right. They say Paul Ryan almost pulled it off, Kurt. But thanks to the rapid response of hardworking Americans like you, Ryan was forced to pull his health care bill from the House. See, that's incredible good news, Kurt.
Amen to that. Yeah.
But you know what? It's going to be meaningless until we push harder and call an end to Obamacare. Once and for all, we got to get that done. Anyway, I bring that up because I think that's good news, too. It's not good news we had such a fight on our hands. It's good news that the American people are starting to see the truth. They pretend that we and the new media don't have an effect. They want to act like, oh, they're so tiny they don't even matter. But we have an incredible effect. Just imagine the Speaker of the House, the Leader of the House and the Senate, even the President, everybody pushing for something that's not good for the American people, but the conservatives and the American people seeing right through it and having enough guts to stand together and say, uh-uh. That's incredible news.
Yep.
All right. I guess Kelly Fox. No. Foss. F-O-S-S, I guess is how it is. Wrote an article that I think is good news we got to mention too, Kurt.
Yes. Well, Sam, I guess you're talking about the peanut butter story. Yeah,
yeah?
That's right. F-O-S-S.
Heck yeah, let me just stop you. Hard-hitting news about peanut butter, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's, you know, we're in the thick of it, if you will. The headline reads, "The Church to Supply Feeding America." Now, Feeding America is a certain kind of entity.
Now, you got to change the headline, though, Kurt, because people don't know what it is if they don't know where it came from. So what you got to say is this. The Mormon Church to supply.
Yeah, that's right. And the source is LDS.org. The reason I tell you that, if you want to look this up, you can see all the pictures and everything. We can't really show you the pictures on the radio. But, you know, they're going to feed or supply up to 1 million jars of peanut butter. Now you ask, well, where does this peanut butter come from? Is this from the government stores of free peanut butter? You know, I mean, those free jars of peanut butter from the government, man, they cost a lot. But no, this is actually a church situation, Sam. Yeah, I don't know if you knew it, but we down there near Houston, we got what they call a peanut farm, yes, sir. And on that peanut farm, guess what? We raise peanuts. And so they come in there to this little peanut butter, you know, facility. And, well, they get a whole bunch of, what do they call it? Volunteers that come in there and they staff this thing and help make peanut butter. And so now there's a whole bunch of these jars of peanut butter that are heading to what they say the church plans to provide between 950,000 and 1 million jars for this humanitarian effort in 2017. And what humanitarian effort is that? You can find out more at feedingamerica.org. They provide a lot of meals, and this is just part of the way that churches and private entities like this feed people, even when the government tries to get in the way, you know. But in this case, hey, there's a bunch of peanut butter getting ready to go and to people that need its hands. And on the website, you can see these big old bags of peanuts and how they roast them and how they cook them and then out shoots into the little bottles of peanut butter. I mean,
anyway, it's cool stuff, and it's good people doing good things that the mainstream press doesn't seem to be all too eager to tell you about.
Well, they don't have time.
I got a scandal that I got to report, Kurt. It's a horrible scandal.
I bet you do.
Yep, it's about Mike Pence.
Oh, big scandal.
Yep, it's huge. I mean, this is serious stuff.
What'd he do now?
Well, it's what he won't do, Kurt, is the problem.
Oh, they're ticked
off. Mike Pence won't eat dinner alone with any woman but his wife. Journalists want you to know it's a huge scandal, writes IJR.
Yeah, really tough stuff.
See, Mike Pence, man, the guy's out of control. He hates women. I mean, he won't eat dinner alone with any woman but his wife.
Amen. Imagine that.
Isn't that awesome?
Good job. Nice work.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
News, ladies and gentlemen. I almost can't even say we want good news stories anymore, Kurt. We just want the great news stories. If we're going to make America great again, we got to have great news going on all the time, don't we?
That's right. Yeah.
And we don't just report the great news. We make the great news.
Yeah.
And I think that Mike Pence is making great news when he says, look, I'm not going out to dinner with a woman that isn't my wife. I'm just not doing it. And let me tell you the best part about it. The likelihood of Mike Pence cheating with a woman if he doesn't get alone with another woman, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's like...
It's pretty less.
Significantly reduced. And so, you know what? I commend Mike Pence. Is he perfect? No. Do I agree with all of his politics? No. Is he an insider of government? You know, he's been there for a long time. It's hard to say that he's not. But, again, we don't focus on people, Kurt. We focus on principles and issues. And the principle is sound. Don't spend time with women alone that aren't your wife. And you know what? It'll help keep your marriage strong. It'll help build faith in your spouse. It'll protect you. All I'm saying is good for Mr. Michael Pence.
Yeah, imagine that. Huh.
Anyway, I find that awesome. News.
Yes.
Like anyway, we can help you share the good news, folks.
We recommend this for everybody, right, Sam?
Yeah, from folks supplying peanut butter to Mike just deciding I only want to go to dinner with one woman alone, my wife, standing up for traditional marriage by example. You got mom and pop business owner day was yesterday promoting the free market and the, you know, economic engine, the envy of the world. You got the truth of Judge Napolitano brought back and he stood by the truth and didn't betray his principles. If we seek good news, folks, we'll find good news. We need to choose good news, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was an hour that, stoked your courage, I might say. Hopefully you feel like you've got friends and family and loved ones to stand together for good news with. If you want to donate, we need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsDaily.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Click donate now. Would love your support in every way, including financial. The good news is we're growing. The good news is the new media is taking center stage. And the good news is we're focusing on good news. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.